opportunity to start planning your next step in education at the undergraduate or postgraduate level, or to travel abroad. Meet with top universities, graduate schools, and professional schools from Canada and around the world to learn about the university and college programs on offer, scholarships, as well as travel, work, and volunteer opportunities worldwide. To learn more or to register for free, please visit studyandgoabroad.com and join us February 29th at the Vancouver Convention Center.
MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Hello, you are listening to Love Notes on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting today from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia, and we are lucky and thankful to do it. So on Love Notes, in case you're a first-time listener, hope you are, we invite a guest on each week. Normally it's we. Normally I have a co-host. I'm not quite out of the habit of that yet. But we invite a guest on and we help them make a personalized radio show for someone that they love. So we talk about their relationship, they tell us some stories, and then we listen to some music so that we can all kind of get an idea of what's going on. So we have a brand new guest today, someone that I met in class, you know. Love Notes is fun. You could just be curious about people that you meet in class, and then you can find out about, like, a relationship that is central to their life. So, yes, you can introduce yourself. You can tell me who you're featuring today. Go for it.
Okay. Well, hi. My name is Nina, and the person that I am recording this show for today is my lovely sister.
Nice. Family relationships are, I'd say, the most common one featured on Love Notes.
Okay, that's actually like pretty interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see as you go through, but I think with family relationships are often long enough that like you can listen to songs that really take you back in time.
That's true. I was like thinking about this when you asked me, and I was like, who else would I be able to make a show for besides my sister? And like a couple of friends came to mind, but
yeah. So she was kind of the obvious choice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's definitely the first one that came to mind.
And is this a younger sister, older sister?
This is, in fact, a younger sister.
Okay, nice. Yeah. And are you close? Like, do you live in the same place right now?
We do not live in the same place, so we grew up together, but she now lives, like, I don't know, like a 20-minute walk away from me.
Okay.
Yeah, which is not so bad.
And also goes to UBC.
Also goes to UBC, in her third year now, I believe.
Well, I'm excited to learn more. So would you say you have a pretty musical relationship with her, or are there other things that you have in common?
Yeah, I thought about this a lot when I was writing down my thoughts for today. And I don't think we so much have like a musical relationship as we do we watch a lot of TV and movies together. Mm-hmm. But to me, like, a really big part of TV and movies is the music. Yes. And so I think a lot of the choices that I made were kind of songs that reminded me of, like, movies or, like, TV shows we watched together.
That makes sense. We've had an episode with, like, a movie buff sibling relationship before, and that guest had us play, like, an excerpt from this zombie movie on the radio. So there was suddenly, like, screaming, yelling zombie sound. So I hope we don't have a repeat of that today. But I'd love to hear what we will be listening to first.
Okay. So the first song that I chose is Chiquitita by ABBA. This is like partially because of the movie Mamma Mia, obviously. Mm-hmm. But also just because like growing up we listened to so much ABBA together. And I can just, like, remember us, like, I don't know, dancing around my parents' living room or just, like, house to songs from ABBA, but I think like Chiquitita was like a really good choice.
Yeah.
Because like specifically I think of the scene from the movie, which is like really like almost family love, but like they're friends, but they're so close.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like a family. And then also just like the fact that in Spanish that means little girl, and like my sister is like the little girl of the family. So
amazing. This movie I like strongly associate it with my sister. She loves ABBA. I'm wondering if there are any, are we listening to the movie version or like the original ABBA? Are there any songs that you rely on the movie version?
No, I'm like a hardcore original ABBA versions of the song. But like the movie versions are good too. They're just not as good, you know?
What's wrong? You're enchained by your own sorrow. In your eyes, there is no hope for tomorrow. How I hate to see you like this. There is no way you can deny. Chiquitita, tell me the truth. I'm a shoulder you can cry on. Your best friend, I'm the one you must rely on. You were always sure of yourself. Now I see you. Chiquitita, you and I know how the heartaches come and they go and the stars they're leaving. You will be dancing once again and the pain will end. You will have no time for grieving. Chiquitita, you and I cry, but the sun
the sun is still in the sky.
Great way to set the mood with that one. Is this going to be a happy episode?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Let's hope that.
So my sister, she lives in Edmonton. That's where you're from.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. I can't help but wonder, like, what it would be like if we were still in the same city. Clearly, you get along well with your sister. You love her. Like, do you feel like when, like, you go to her for different things than you would go to your friends for, or is it just like she's a friend? Like, what kind of role does she have?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think I wouldn't necessarily say that I go to her for different things, but sometimes I go to her first. So like, for example, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I got my wisdom teeth removed and like, they need someone to come pick you up.
Yeah.
And like, there are friends in the city that like, I would have asked to do that, but I just felt more comfortable asking my sister to come and pick me up.
Yeah. It's kind of like comfortable. And exactly. Like, you like to watch movies.
Yeah.
And stuff.
It's like the perfect like post.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not surgery, but I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recovery.
Yeah. And how often do you, like, find yourself making the 20-minute walk over?
I would say, we hang out, like, around once a week, which I feel like is pretty impressive for, like, student life schedule, you know?
It was hard to book Nina in, just saying. she's got a packed calendar. Well, that's really nice. I think, for me, I have my my aunt and uncle are in Vancouver, and I go see them once a week, and it just like feels comfortable in a different way that's so relaxing.
Yeah, there's something so nice about like your like sibling / family and like seeing them or going home to them, and it's like almost like it like gives you energy instead of like some, I don't know, relationships that do really drain you a little
bit. Yeah. Do you think that you two are similar? Would I know that you were sisters if I met you both separately?
I think, like, this is funny because, like, other people have polar opposite views on this, like, people besides the two of us. So I think growing up, we got that we, like, looked alike a lot more often than we do now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely still people who are like, oh, no, you guys look exactly alike. Or there'll be, like, people that run into her on campus and are like, hey, Nina. And she's like, that's not me.
That's pretty similar.
But then I think like people that have known us for a long time are like, no, you guys don't look anything alike. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's like kind of always the case, you know? And then like in terms of like personality, I think we're like polar opposites.
Okay.
Which
is cool.
I think it's cool. Yeah. I think that's what allows us to like be so close.
So she's studying something
way.
Completely different?
Yeah. So I study... Well, I don't know if completely different, but I study physics and environmental science, and she's a neuroscience student. So,
oh, amazing.
Like, kind of opposite ends of the science spectrum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, what powerful combinations you could have there. Like, she understands the brain. Like, you understand climate change. What could happen there?
Keep thinking and let me know what you come
up
with.
Okay, by the end of the episode.
Okay.
So what do you have for our second song? What's coming up?
The second song that I have chosen is one of my favorite artists and one that I've been trying to get my sister to listen to more. So this is just me kind of forcing her to listen to it because hopefully she listens to this episode.
That's a sneaky use of Love Notes.
Yeah. The song is Phoenix by Charlotte Cardin.
You told me you love me. I said it back, I don't mean it. Not to burn everything that I want, just to come back like a phoenix.
So it seems that you do have this connection through music, but you also have quite a strong connection through the things that you put your eyeballs on. You like to watch movies and TV shows together. And I think just like music, like a TV show could like take you back to a time in your life. Are there any that stand out? Like what are some important movies and shows to your relationship?
Yeah, so there's definitely quite a few TV shows specifically that my sister and I have just, like, spent so much time watching together. Mm-hmm. And so every time I go and, like, watch one of those TV shows, it just, like, reminds me of her. So, like, for example, when we were, like, younger, but honestly still today, we would watch Gilmore Girls together all the time, which is just a classic.
Yeah.
When I was, like, planning for this, I was like, oh, I could, like, play the theme songs of the different TV shows we've watched together. But I was like, I think that would just be really annoying to everyone because they're, like, the catchiest, most repetitive songs. Mm-hmm. So instead, I, like, chose to tell this sort of story, I guess, of, like, early in the pandemic, right after we all got kicked out of student housing, I was in my first year of university. I moved back to Edmonton for like a month or two. And so during that time, there wasn't really very much to do. Like classes kind of became a joke.
Yeah. And, like, and normally Edmonton is a bustling town.
Yes. Yeah. And so like my sister and I would we would stay up really late, like until like 2 or 3. That's late for me. I know it's not late for everyone, but
I think it's late.
Thank you, Pika. but yeah, we would stay up and we would usually bake something, mm-hmm. Like, you know, some like cinnamon buns, some focaccia, like just something good.
Yeah.
and like while we were waiting for the dough to rise or for something to bake or mm-hmm. something to cool, we would watch Friends. And so there's like this one scene specifically in Friends, I guess, where Ross and Rachel have their first kiss. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but during that scene, I just know that the song With or Without You by U2 is playing.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those like really weird specific memories to a TV show. And because that's like the show that we watched the most, I would say, during that time, that reminds me of my sister.
Yeah. Amazing. It's kind of, I was just thinking how, like, right now I am watching Modern Family, which I've watched before, and it feels like a hug when I watch it. And it, like, I'm kind of thinking now that it, like, it feels like how these family relationships feel.
Yeah.
It's like, you know them, like, sometimes they say things that are a bit problematic. It's just, it's so lovely to have that, like, familiarity to, like, remember the times that you've been together in the past.
It's so true, yeah.
Well, I'm excited to listen to this dramatic song right now.
Yes.
Definitely. Ross and Rachel,
it's
Forever.
The laughing vibe.
Try the bottom one.
You give yourself.
So when we talk about romantic relationships, maybe even friendships, there's a lot of choice involved, right? Like, you see someone, you like what you see, you choose to follow up with them. And I think because there's that choice, there's also, like, important milestones where you, like, solidify and express the fact that you've chosen that person, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. What would you say are some, like, other important firsts for, like, a relationship, like a family relationship or with friends? Like, something where it's not romantic, you know, it's not like, oh my God, like, I just kissed him for the first time. Like...
I have to say that, like, one of my favorite things to ask somebody that I've been friends with for a while or that I've known for a while is, like, if they remember the first time that we met or, like, the first time that they ever saw me. Because sometimes you, like, see people and then you don't meet them until later.
Yeah.
And, like, there's just, like, two ways that that conversation can go. And it's, like, either, yes, like, I do remember, like, the absolute first time that we met or and they, like, will, like, go on with the story. Like, they'll tell you the full thing. And it's, I don't know, I find that really sweet in some way.
My best friend and I have, like, she's still offended by this, but, like, she knows that when I first saw her, I was like, that girl looks so mean. And so, you know, first impressions don't always tell you all.
It's true.
But what about your sister? I mean, I don't know how much younger she is, but surely your first impression was quite a long time ago.
Yeah, so I guess the other way this goes is that, like, the person's like, I have no clue, when we met. I don't remember that at all. And that is the situation because my sister's only 2.5 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure, I mean, she's the neuroscience student, so she would be able to confirm this. Yeah. You don't start making memories by that age, or at least, like, they're not so solid.
Yeah.
So everything I know about us first meeting has been told to me by our lovely parents. And essentially, it was not love at first sight. I was not impressed to have a little sister.
Yeah.
Because that meant sharing my parents, who until that moment had so, like, they had just focused all their energy on me, and, like, I was what was important in the house.
Yeah.
And, like, at 2.5 years old, that feels pretty good.
Yeah.
And, like, to have that taken away from you, it feels pretty bad. So, that apparently, according to my parents, the first meeting or first, I don't know, thoughts about my sister were not so positive.
Do you guys have, like, I don't want to ask this the wrong way, but, like, a special parent? Like, I think that when my sister arrived on the scene, she was like, well, like, my older sister's, like, really taken over with mom. So, like, me and dad, like, me and him are going to get real close. Did that happen? Or?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. And I think my sister might actually disagree on this fact. But I think, like, I've always been more, like, my dad's best friend. Mm-hmm. And then, like, she's pals with my mom.
Yeah.
But that's something you'd have to ask her. But, like, I'm pretty sure I'm right about that.
Are you, like, more similar to one parent? Or would you say that you're, like, I'm thinking with me, like, I think in a very similar way to my dad, and my sister thinks in a very similar way to my mom.
Okay.
But
interesting.
Maybe you're just your own person or a perfect mix.
I think I see, like, a good mix of both of our parents in both of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so yet you're polar opposites.
Yeah, it's like we almost got, like, the, like, I got opposite, like, half and half. Yeah.
Amazing. I'd like to hear what we will be listening to next.
Yeah, so this is just another one of those early memories.
Mm-hmm.
When we first moved to Canada, we had this, like, little apartment, and so everything happened around, like, our kitchen table.
Yeah.
And I just have this, like, this is actually a memory. This is not something I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
But of my sister, and she was doing math homework at the table. And she was just not having it, you know. It was just one of those days. And, like, she's very good at math, I will say that. But it was just one of those days where, like, it was not, the math was not mathing.
Yeah.
Like, she was not having it. And so she just got to this point of, like, absolute exhaustion where every time she answered a math question correctly, my mom was, like, sitting there with her being like, yeah, you got that one right.
Nice. And wasn't your dad sitting there being like,
it was not.
What
Math was bad for memory. But every time she got an answer right, she would stand up and she would start dancing and she would sing Another One Bites the Dust. which was so absolutely adorable. And yeah.
Wow. So. I'm getting great first impressions.
Good, good.
When we've had sibling relationships featured before, and when I consider my own sibling relationship and music, I can't help but think of the role of my parents in shaping my early taste in music and just in what I was exposed to. You know, what I could even pick from was totally defined by them. So I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about your parents' music taste, you know, who was controlling whatever speaker you had at the time.
Yeah, no, definitely. When I was putting together, like, all of these songs, I was like, oh my goodness, they're all songs that we just listened to with our parents, basically. And then setting-wise, 100%, like, all of these songs were just songs that we listened to if we were, like, going on road trips somewhere. So we'd, like, pack everything into the car for the weekend and, like, drive up to the mountains. And, yeah, every single one of these songs we definitely listened to at some
point. Any audiobooks?
We were not an audiobook family. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Big podcast listeners now, but yeah. Never audiobooks. Yeah.
Well, that's good, I think, because I like the image of like the family and like happy songs playing and stuff in the car. But in my family car, it was like Jim Dale like reading Harry Potter, like, solemn kids in the back, like what happens to Voldemort? Like, so I like your like more traditional image of the family road trip.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Definitely. I guess like partially it was probably my parents being like, we need to stay awake, and
yeah,
someone reading Harry Potter to them,
it's
was
very
not
sleep-inducing. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And would you say like your mom and dad have distinct music taste, or are they on the same team?
You know, I gotta say, I'm not entirely sure I know what my dad's music taste is, mm-hmm. because it was always just my mom's music
okay.
playing in the car. So.
Yeah,
but I did actually call him yesterday, and I asked him if mm-hmm. he, like, knew of any songs.
Yeah.
Or, like, if there was, like, any songs that reminded him of my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not end up including his suggestion, just because I think I asked her about this song a couple of weeks ago, and mm-hmm. she was like, I have no idea what that is.
Do you want to do a shout-out to the song?
But shout-out to the song. It's Roxy Roller by Nick Gilder.
Oh. I don't know it either.
I know the song, and I was like, we definitely heard this during our childhood, but... Mm. I'm not certain my sister.
Did he have a story for it, or was he just like, this song?
He just said that song.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty confident.
Yeah. So,
well, yeah. Sounds like your sister has some follow-up to do.
Yeah, this is homework for her.
Yeah. So what, you discarded his option, you know, you said, what do you think? And you're like, nah, no. What did you put instead?
Yeah. So instead, I put in the classic, the Beatles, the song Ticket to Ride, because this one for sure 100% came up during our road trips, like mm-hmm. probably every time we went somewhere.
Yeah.
It could not, we could not arrive at our destination yeah. without listening to this song. So yeah, the Beatles, Ticket to Ride.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride.
So while that song was playing, I got a little behind-the-scenes information that I feel like the listener deserves to hear as well. Can you tell me a bit more about, like, the situation on your road trips? You know, the music's playing. What's it feeling like in the car?
Yeah, oh my goodness. I think this is so important. Like, yeah. I have to set the scene.
Yeah,
of,
vivid
like,
details.
What was happening. Mm-hmm. So when I think of our road trips, like, it's very specifically these trips where we would drive from Edmonton to the mountains and mm-hmm. usually to Jasper, especially like when we first like started going on these road trips.
Yeah.
And we had this like little white Kia Rio, like mm-hmm. 2001, like it such a classy car. Yeah. It was a small car, and there were four, sometimes five of us if we take a friend along, mm-hmm. that would pack into this car. And, like, when you're going skiing, like, you need space for your skis,
yeah.
all your ski equipment. This car did not have a lot of room.
Yeah.
And so my dad would force my sister and I to, like, either sit on bags or put bags, like, on the floor under mm-hmm. our feet. So that's the scene for you. Scene setting done.
Nice. thank you. Now
you're
I can
so
really
welcome.
Understand the context
yes,
of that Beatles
yeah.
song.
Yeah, that was it was truly important to mm-hmm. that.
I'm wondering, like, you are approaching graduation.
Correct.
It seems that you might have plans to make a major move across an entire ocean.
Yes. Yeah, since we may have been something we just discussed.
Yeah. Little peek at how the sausage is made. Thinking of your sister, like, what are some things that you'll miss the most when you're not a 20-minute walk away? Like, how do you think your relationship will change? I mean, it definitely will.
Yeah, so I think, like, obviously, it's great to live in this day and age where we can continue mm-hmm. to just, like, message each other whenever we need to. And I think we, like, kind of had, a small sneak peek into this when I was living here and she was still in Edmonton. She did come visit me once. So, I mean, that would be lovely if she wanted to come visit me.
Yeah.
Cross-Atlantic.
Yeah.
Transatlantic? Is that the word I was thinking of? Sure.
Either one. Across the Atlantic.
I think like something that's just so, I don't know, like vital to our relationship is I think like in any sibling relationship you just complain about
yeah.
your parents and like what your parents do, right? That's normal.
Yeah.
And I totally told them I was doing this and that I would send them this episode.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll
Hello.
Laugh hearing that. Yeah. but I think like when I'm away and like she's like closer to them, then I think like she ends up getting all the bad stories. And so
yeah.
it's like a lot of consoling her about like how life is going and how mm-hmm. those interactions are going.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I think it's really hard to say like how that's going to
yeah.
turn out in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, do you plan to come back closer to home after, or you are open to anything?
I'm so open to
okay.
anything. Yeah,
nice.
I don't have anything planned after my graduate school year.
Yeah. Well, uncertainty is okay.
That's right.
But
That's
we right. do have some certainty, which is that the next song that you're playing is the last one, and that whenever the last song is played on Love Notes, we ask the guest to speak directly to the person that they love. So I invite you to do that now. And then when you're done talking to your sister, you can introduce the last song that we'll be listening to today.
Okay. Okay, so when I got asked to do this show, I know I said that there was like a lot of potential options, but really you were the first person that came to mind because I think there's just so much that I have to say to you, and I thought that this was just such a beautiful way to convey how much I love you and how much I'm going to miss you next year. And I thought that you, I don't know, I thought you would really enjoy this because we're both such like podcast listeners, And this is just such a sweet way for me to like be able to send you a podcast, which is something for, you know, the listeners that we do a lot. We like send each other podcasts, but like not ones that we've made. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that might have been obvious. this last song is one that I saved for the end because I think it's a really special song for the both of us. All of the songs that I played up until now, for the most part, are like songs that I think mostly like relate back to like when we were younger. Mm-hmm. But this last song is one that comes from a very recent memory. Just back in October, we went to go see the Hozier concert together. And it was such a wonderful, lovely time, like, mm-hmm. such a talented human being.
Yeah.
After the concert, my sister messaged me to, like, see if I had gotten home okay. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. And then she followed up saying that when Hozier played this song, she started crying because, like, this song just reminded her of us. Mm-hmm. And, like, saying that like every time that we've driven in a car together, just the two of us, this song has played. Hmm. And it's such a beautiful song. It's Cherry Wine by Hozier. Thank you.
that's a wrap on this episode of Love Notes. Thank you so much, Nina, for being the guest today. You were just so fun. To the listener, you have no idea how much giggling I had to cut out of this episode. Nina might have some idea of how much giggling there was. Maybe her sister does too, because her sister has the privilege of being around this ray of sunshine that is Nina at least once a week, at least until Nina moves transatlantic or cross-Atlantic or whatever we decided. So yeah, thank you, Nina. This was really fun. Great to have another family relationship on board the Love Notes deck. So as I've said in the last episode, Love Notes is probably nearing its end, at least its end with me and Naomi hosting, because we're both graduating and not being in Vancouver anymore. So if you have any interest in taking over the show, definitely let us know, whether that's me or Naomi, or reaching out on our Instagram account, Love Notes. I think it's Love Notes, CITR. Keep in touch, and also let us know if you would like to be a guest on one of the final few episodes of the show, because I think they're dwindling in number now. So thanks again for tuning in. Hope you're having a great day. See you in a couple weeks, Tuesday at 10 a.m. Much love to you.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus, located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Just as a little PS for Nina and her sister here, I've given some thought to the combo of the environmental science, physics, and neuroscience. And I think that the most powerful combination would be to use your knowledge of the brain to overcome whatever it is, whatever the reason why humans can't act well for their future selves. You know, like, none of us wants to do anything about climate change, even though we know it's happening. I realized I don't know Nina's sister's name, but Nina's sister will figure out, like, how do we overcome this tendency to live in the present, this inability to plan for the future. And Nina, with her environmental science background, will know how to plan for the future and avoid climate change. So that's my little PS for you too. Buy it.
city where the lights never dim, to the skies and the nights filled with stars. Drove past buildings that turned into trees, now the forests are green and are gray. Let's have a nice day in Winnipeg and Sault Ste. Marie. They're very giant.